He's touching you. You know, there's nothing in the world like it. So if I don't preach this, I want to teach it tonight. But I want to tell you, you are important to the Lord. That's what I titled it. Now stay with me for a little while. We all have our battles. We all have our afflictions.
Yes.
We have a devil that don't like us. He's a tempter. He's a liar. He's a discourager. And if he can discourage you in this hour and get you down by using things or whatever, things come our way, and it's easy to get low in the spirit. How many's ever been low in the spirit?
Amen.
You know, when you get like that, the enemy tells you God's way away from you. He's not close to you. You know, where's your Lord at? You're not happy. You know, where's your joy at? Where's that thrill on the inside? And that's what the enemy does. He wants to get you in these low points and fill you with doubt, fill you with unbelief. That's what he wants to do to you, is take your faith, your confidence, your joy, your strength. I'm telling you, when your joy leaves you, your strength leaves you. It does. You are important to the Lord, and your life is not in vain. I don't know where this is going, but I know God gave it.
Amen.
If you want to be happy, you must know and realize beyond a doubt, regardless of all of your trials and the things that you go through, that God has a purpose for you.
Amen.
He's got a reason for you being here. Shoo! In his eyes, you were no accident.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You were born and brought into this world for a reason. Oh, God. God never makes a nobody. Hallelujah. You are somebody that he really, really loves. Glory to God. You are not a failure. How many's ever had the devil say, look, man, you flopped. You're a failure. You can't get it right. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. No matter what the devil ever tells you or tries to make you feel about yourself, your life is not in vain. God has a purpose. You are made in his likeness. You were created for his glory. You are so special that when you were born, God gave you your first breath and breathed himself, his own breath, into you. Oh, hallelujah. What a creator. Oh, my. His very fingerprints are on you. His fingerprints are on your soul. How much closer can you be to the Lord than that, to have his fingerprints on you? He made you. He created you. He gave you life. And he breathed that breath of life in you. Don't ever tell the Lord, I ain't nothing. I'm unworthy. Yes, you are. Praise be to the Lord. I've often said this, if you were the only one on earth, Jesus still would have left heaven and come down and went to the cross to die for you. Raise your head and praise him. I know that he would have took the thorns, he would have took the nails to his hands and his feet to keep you out of hell. Woo, my Lord, my God. How much closer can you be than that? And no matter how old you get, Jesus loves you just as much now as he did when you were a healthy, beautiful little baby and child. That's love. That's love. Stay with me. Oh God, his love for you has never waned. Out of 8 billion people that are in this world and on this planet right now, listen, God made a place just for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That makes me want to serve him. I said, that makes me want to love him.
Yes, yes, yes.
That he made a niche in society and put me right in it. and said, I want you and I love you. Will you be my light? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. He made a place just for you. You occupy a little niche in this world to shine for Jesus. One little candle burning can make a difference in a cold, dark world. If you could put it 2 o'clock in the morning, if we could come in here and put plastic over all the windows and it pitch black, you couldn't see nothing. And if you had 30 little candles a burning with a little flame just like that, we could have enough light to have service. Hallelujah. We could worship the Lord with 30 little candles. But can I tell you, we have a few in the crowd. Mary and I was talking today, and all these old soldiers, Brother Ronnie, they're leaving us one by one. Our grandparents and the elders that we've worshiped the Lord with, they're gone on home. The Lord has taken them to the reward in heaven. And every time one leaves, there's another little candle that goes out. Oh, Lord, out of 30 people. And when another candle goes out and another one goes out, you're down to 10. Come on, I tell you, it means everything in the world to say, Lord, I'm going to keep right on a shining for you. Raise your little hand. I am important. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. I got my own little niche that Jesus put me in. And he said, son, just tell them that I love them and preach and testify everywhere you go. I've given you a song. I've given you a story to tell. I'm telling you, my Lord, how many's ever been down and it seemed like I lost the fire? It feels like I'm a flickering and that little flame is about to go out. Hallelujah. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord enlightening. Hallelujah. The innermost parts of the body and the soul. And you say, I want to burn for Jesus. I am important. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, we might not, you know, the devil bothers people. You can't preach like so-and-so. You ain't got a good voice and you can't sing like sister so-and-so. Man, they can really testify, but you get them, you flop over your own tongue.
Come on.
You ain't a musician.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Brother Ronnie, everybody in this house is just as important as I am as a minister of God.
Right. Come on.
You might not have gifts. You might not have talents. Oh, Lord, but you got Jesus. And I'm telling you, oh, Lord, I feel him. It means everything in the world when Jesus sees you coming in them glass doors and coming in and worshiping him. Yes, you are important. Raise your little hand and say, I'm just as important as the greatest minister out in this world. I got salvation. I got something that he gave me a long time ago. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. He put a joy down in my soul. He put a smile on my face. Well, praise be to the Lord.
Yeah.
I got sicker than a dog, I tell you. I was at the house and make it to the recliner. I take Alka-Seltzer Plus till I fizz myself. I did. I even say, Brother Charles, he texted me. He said, Brother Tommy, he said, I don't know if you've ever tried it or not. He said, that Alka-Seltzer, he said, you can put that in a cup and put it, stir it up in water and put that in the microwave and heat it up. He said, there's just something about it. Just opens up your sinuses, man. Did you know it did work? I went in and got it as hot as I could stand it. And I was just sipping on that Alka-Seltzer Plus. I'd go in there and I'd go out in the recliner and I'd make it to the couch. I'd go out on the couch. I told Mary, I'm going to bed. I went to bed. I went out. Oh, Lord, I tell you, through it all, Jesus was there for day and night. Raise your little hand. I'm healed. I'm healed. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. God ain't done with us yet. I said, the Lord, raise your hand. He's not done with me yet. He's got a purpose for me being here.
Yeah.
Woo! You sing, Lord.
Now, nobody gets any happier than I do trying to preach.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But now listen. I'm afraid that as we get older, we have our frailties. We feel our importance slipping.
Amen.
We feel like we're not of any use or important anymore like we used to be. We see our frailties. We notice our weaknesses. We just can't go like we used to and hold up like we used to. We feel like we can't offer what we used to offer.
Right. Come on.
Our yesteryears of strength and agility are gone. Our bodies are worn. And the enemy of our soul wants to make us feel that we're no good to God.
Right.
And we're no benefit to others anymore. What do I have to offer? No matter how old and how feeble we get in our body, we are not a throwaway. Hallelujah. God ain't never thrown anybody away. Can you say I'm still the clay in his hands? Hallelujah. And I think comes a time, Brother Ronnie, hallelujah, Brother Troy, they have to push me through. Well, glory, in a wheelchair, run me up the ramp and bring me in here and set me down. As long as I got breath, and as, hey, Lord, oh, bye-bye. As long as I can raise my hand, I'm important unto the Lord, and I praise him. Hallelujah. My praises are acceptable unto the Lord. No matter of my weaknesses, my frailties, and my afflictions, Jesus still loves me.
Amen.
Come on,
man. I like that.
Amen. Well, glory.
How many's with me tonight?
Yes, Lord.
You ain't a throwaway. God is still with his lump of clay. We're still his vessel held in his hand. We still have that heavenly treasure down in this earthly vessel. Don't ever look down on yourself and think that you're not important to the Lord. Yes, you are. If you live to be 100 and they pushed you in a wheelchair, your little niche and place in this church among the saints is just as important right now as it was years ago.
Hey.
Praise the Lord. Age don't make no difference.
Come on.
Sickness don't make any difference.
Amen.
Oh, Lord of heaven. How many's glad he still loves me? I can't get around like I used to.
Right.
I told Ronnie I got kind of wound up in my own home church today. And I went to my seat and I thought I was going to pass out. I just, where I've been sick for all those days. But now, look, at, I feel good now. Hallelujah. God's a renewer.
Amen.
God's a restorer.
Amen.
I don't care if I got wrinkles all over my face and I'm 85 or 86 or 90 years old. I don't care if I lose all of my hair. Jesus loves me just as much right then as he ever did. I am important. If I had wrinkles look like a crow's foot, Jesus said he's beautiful on the inside. Raise your hand and praise him. Well, glory to God. I tell you, we can be happy in this, Brother Charles. Well, glory. I can't run. I'll tell you, back when I was 20 years old, I could run 2 or 3 miles.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath right now.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't what it used to be.
Glory. Still just as happy.
You got that right. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Lord. With the love of God in your heart and a caring smile on your face, you are important in the Lord's eyes. You are still loved in his heart. And you're still wanted in his service.
Amen.
Praise God, I know. He loves me. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 43 and 7. Tell us, Isaiah the prophet, what God spoke through you to tell us. I sure will. Even everyone that is called by my name, I've created him for my glory. I have formed him, and yea, I have made him. God never makes a failure.
Amen.
There is potential that lies deep in every one of our hearts that your maker put there.
Yes. Hey, Lord.
Lord have mercy. Yes. The only way, listen, that you are a failure is because you can't see your good and you can't see your importance in your own life like God sees. Therefore, we sit back and we end up giving up to that, quitting. You are not a failure, dear soul. You are bearing God's image to this world, and you might feel like you're down to nothing and your life is spent and there's nothing else left for you to give. And that's nothing left any good. But if you've got a smile and you love Jesus and you got him down in your heart, you are special.
Yes.
Ain't you glad tonight? I know that he loves me.
Yes.
I know. Hallelujah. Psalm 71 and 5. For thou art my hope. Come on, tell us, David. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my strength from my youth. From my youth. Sounds like he's older right now.
Yeah.
He's up in age right now. And you still got it, David. You ain't a kidding. My hands and my fingers might be stiff, but just hand me a harp. Praise be to the Lord. I got a song that I can play you because God put it in my heart to play and to sing for him. Hallelujah. Listen. By thee I have been holding up from the womb. David's looking back. He's looking back through all of his trials, all of his afflictions, all of his ups, all of his failures, all of his downs, where he missed God. Come on now. His shortcomings, right. His battles. You ever get weary?
Yeah.
You ever get tired? He said, Lord, thou art hope, my hope from my youth. Listen now. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Sounds like God wasn't done with David. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. When others, he said, I'm as a wonder to many. What are you saying, David? They're looking at me and say, how in the world is he going on? It's the grace of God. Raise your hand. It's the grace of God. Well, praise be to the Lord. A king over Israel for 40 long years. Ain't you glad of that? God wasn't done with David, and he ain't done with us tonight either.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. Come on.
So what are you saying here, David, in that portion of Scripture? Are y'all ready? Now, this is my imagination.
Okay.
Ever since that I've been born and I came into this world, God has had his hand on me and he's kept me.
Right.
I want to tell everybody in this house, if God had not had his hand on any of us, we would have been dead before now.
Amen. Amen.
Right. We would have been gone before now.
Yes.
And you say, he's not done with me, preacher. He's not done with me. Bless his sweet holy name.
Yay.
He's not finished. I've got more to give. I've got more praise. I've got more worship to give him. Oh, God. Listen. He's kept me. When I grew up, I had many battles and many afflictions. I've had my weaknesses and my failures along the way, but the Lord never left me. He's been there with me right through it all. And when others looked at me and they say, "How's he still going?" I tell them, it's because I'm still important.
Amen.
I'm important to the one who brought me into this world, and he's not done yet.
Yes.
The devil, my enemy, would like to have taken me out many times, but he couldn't do it. He just could not stop me because I had the Spirit of the Lord upon me. Hallelujah. God bless me. And the Spirit has kept me. He's kept my head lifted up above my enemies around about me. What was it David just said? He brought me up out also out of a horrible pit. Hallelujah. And set me up on a solid rock. He brought me out of the muck and the mire. Hallelujah. He ain't done with me yet. Well, hallelujah. A month and a half from right now, I'll be saved for 51 long years. And I'm still a preaching. I'm still a singing. I'm still a praising him. I'm still glad. I'd rather run. I'm happy. Well, praise be to the Lord. Oh, King Agrippa, hallelujah, was sitting on the throne. And old Paul, old Saul of Tarsus, he stood before Agrippa. He said, Agrippa, he said, I count myself happy. Raise your hand. He said, I might be in these bonds and chains around my wrist and around my ankles. He said, but the word of God is not bound. Ain't you glad of that? There's no limit unto the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Sweet Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask you, how far back can you trace the finger of the love of God for you?
Wow.
How far back? How far can you trace his leading, keeping hand that designed you? How far back? Oh, Lord. The psalmist David said in Psalms 139, and I'm paraphrasing, you can read it. Read the whole chapter. Lord, you know all about me. Come on. You know when I sit down, and you know when I rise back up. You know what path I'm on. You know where I'm walking. You know where I've been, and you surely know where I'm headed. You understand every thought that I think. You understand my thoughts afar off. There's nowhere, O Lord, that I could ever go from thy Spirit. If I should take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there would thy hand be to help me, hold me, and guide me. When I'm in my hardest times and darkness covers me, even in my midnight hour, you're there, Lord, to shine a light all around me. You saw me, Lord, way back before I was ever born. Come on. Before I ever came along, Lord, you saw me. You formed me and you fashioned me in my mother's womb. You wrote my little members down in your book, even before they took shape inside of my mother's belly. Yes, you know all about me. You knew how tall I would grow. You know, God, what color eyes that I would have. You know, Lord, when I grew up, what size shoes that I would wear on my feet. Oh, how precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, and how great are the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand of the sea. Dear Lord, I've come to the conclusion, listen, that if you took notice of me when my substance was coming together in the womb, and if you loved me, hallelujah, that much before I ever came along and I was ever born, I believe tonight that you still love me right now. Hey, well, glory to God. Woo, raise your hand and praise Him. Woo. I don't know which one named me Tommy. I don't know if Daddy did or Mommy did, or they come into a mutual agreement what to call me. But they named me Tommy. But the Lord heard it. And He said, I've got something special for him.
Yep.
And He did. It took me 20 years to find it. And I never regret that night at the altar. Brother, you got something God gave you. It shines. It shows. It tells. Sissy, you came right out of the same mold, Sister Linda Gale back there. A mother that raised her children and taught them about Jesus. Can you just raise your hand and say, somebody shined a light for me. Somebody was an influence for me. Somebody was an inspiration for me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I think Mom said I was around 21 inches long. I think I weighed 7, almost 8 pounds. Well, glory to God, I weigh 183 now. I wear a size 12 shoe, and Jesus knows how many gray hair I got in my head. Yep. Linda Gale, He still loves you. He saw you a little kid going about playing with the little toys and everything. He loves you just as much now as He ever did when you was a little child and your mommy held you. Lord have mercy sakes. Let's raise our hand right now. Jesus, we're more important, Lord, than we realize we are. We're special to You. You formed us and You made us. And dear Jesus, Your eyes are still up on us. And I'm glad, God, Your hand is still with us. You're leading us and You're keeping us.
Yes.
Lord, I'm not the smartest person in the world. I'm not. I'm not the wisest, the most knowledgeable. But one thing I know Him.
Amen.
I know Him. Just wave your little hand to Him. I am important. I am special. Oh, Jesus. Do you feel that tonight, children?
Yes, yes, yes.
Holy God. Holy God. Praise be to the Lord. I can't imagine the predestination of God, the predetermination before we ever came along. Oh, Lord, what was it the Lord told Jeremiah? He said, say not that you're a child. He said, Jeremiah, I put my words down in your mouth. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I've chosen you to be a prophet unto the nations. Can you say, Lord, I want to be starting right tonight. I want to start. I don't want to have the low self-esteem anymore. I don't want to push myself down anymore of what I don't have and what I can't do and my abilities that I can't do that others can do. Right now, I am pushing that aside. I am important to the Lord in my own little niche, my own little way. I tell you, Jesus wants you just as you are. You are important to Him. Your hands, when they raise in worship and praise, is more important. Come on now. It's just as important as me preaching.
Yes.
Your worship is important.
Right.
Brother Ron, is this all right? Lord have mercy. I'm teaching more tonight than I am preaching.
All right.
Lord, You know me. And if I was that important to You, when You saw my little substance coming together before they were formed in the womb, Lord, You wrote them down in Your book.
Yep.
And if You knew me then, You ain't forgot about me now.
Amen.
My gracious sakes. I'm still important.
Yes.
You're still important. You're in this house. You're important. Come on. Dear Lord, You have never given up on me. My life is not in vain. And no matter what I face, or ever going to face, or what I ever go through, I know you're with me, and you still have a purpose for me.
Amen.
I can still praise you. Can I tell everyone in this house tonight, you still have a light to shine. And that's one thing that the devil cannot put out and take away from you. He can't put your light out. He can't take that love of Jesus out of you.
Amen.
That's what makes you special.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I wish I could put my arms around everybody that's hurting in this whole wide world, 8 billion people, and say, I tell you, somebody that is precious, he's sweet, he's good, and his name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he loves you.
Yeah.
How many people take their life? I read here not long ago, there's 20-some people take their life that was in the armed forces, like they was in Afghanistan fighting and over in the Iraqi war. When they come back, they was just so traumatized and said they was 20-some a day taking their life. That's pitiful. When you get to the point, you think, I'm not important anymore, Lord. You got people right up in a psychiatric ward. You got people in the hospital. They're way in a room somewhere. I know, I visited them. I went into one room and we had a boy to pray at our altar one time. And, well, his was one was in 24th Street Church. Neil was his name. He had long hair. He was a schizophrenic and he pulled every one of his eyelashes out of his eyelids and plucked his eyebrows. And he had to wear sunglasses to come to work. He could not stand, Brother Ronnie, anybody looking him in the eyes.
He'd just go to pieces.
A schizophrenic. I don't know how this happened, and still today, if you went and asked him how that he got the job working with me, they don't know. Some kind of a technicality came up. He was in the other department. Listen to this. Neil bidding on the job because of somebody that retired in my department. And I was running the crane, and I was having to set the furnace up to melt the metal and everything. Neil bidded on that, and there was somebody else that was older than Neil. He got the job. That was God. God placed him with me for weeks, just maybe a few short months. I dealt with him. I talked to him. I put my arm around him. I said, Neil, I said, Jesus loves you. He'd wear sunglasses. They wanted to fire him because he wore sunglasses. You can't see what you're doing. He said, I don't want anybody looking into my eyes. He come in there and he was tore. He come in of a morning. Let me tell you this. He come in of a morning, tore all to pieces, angry at the whole world. And he went next door to where he had been out of, and he said, over there, he said, I wanted to throw that ball. Said, balls wasn't no good to me. And says, I want, he said, there's rails right there, and it's three stories down where the steps was. He said, it was all I could do to keep from throwing my balls down the steps for three floors down. I wanted to kill him. I said, Neil, you can't do that. I said, Jesus loves you. I said, I got him in my heart. He loves me, he saved me, and he'll save you. He come to 24th Street. And I remember that he come to the altar, and he prayed. He got his cigarettes out and laid them on the altar. He said, I'm going to quit smoking them things and everything. Well, he ended up, he come in one morning, Brother Ronnie, and he told me, he said, Tommy, he said, there's something about you. He said, I can come in all tore up and angry and just miserable inside. He said, but when I talk to you, he says, I have peace when I'm around you.
All right.
I have peace when I'm around you. He said, I'm glad I got this job to work with you, Tommy.
Amen.
Come on. You might feel like, listen, I feel just a ministering spirit right here.
Amen.
You might feel like you're not doing much. You're not accomplishing much. Listen.
I feel
you.
Amen. Come on.
If you got love in your heart that people can feel, oh, Lord of heaven, you can do more than I can in a preaching a message. When somebody knows that you really love them, they'll feel that. There's a love in your heart, a love of God in your heart that'll touch them. It'll touch them. It'll give them hope when they have none. Oh, God, I remember they told me he was off from work for a while. His mother called me. He said, Tommy, you have to have a special code number to get in. He was in the mental ward up here in Huntington. He said, if you'll come there and ring that bell and you give them the code number, they'll let you come in there and see Neil. Now, this was all going on just in a matter of weeks and everything. And I went up there and they asked me who it was. I said, I'm a minister. I said, I've got a code. I said, this boy's mother called me and she gave me the code to get in and see him. And they sent a man down and they went through the doors and he swiped the thing to where the door would go open. I think, if I am mistaken, I think it's down on the second floor, and walked down a hallway and swiped another door for us to go into that wing of that hallway. He said, he's right there. And I said, he might not be in his room to where you can see him. He said he gets back in his locker, or his closet rather. He gets back in his closet and hides.
Lord have mercy, sakes.
I went in there. That man said, I'll turn you loose. He said, I think he's back in that closet. I said, Neil, where are you at? Is that you, Tommy? I said, yeah, it's me. Neil, I love you. Somebody's a-looking.
Amen.
For somebody to love them.
Amen.
Can you slip your hand right now to God? Oh, Lord. Somebody is down on their luck. Somebody feels like they're not important, Brother Charles. They're just in the way of life. They feel like I'm just in the way. Nobody really cares about me. Nobody really wants me. I said, Neil. I said, are you back in that closet? He said, yeah. I said, I love you, little buddy. Would you come out? He had hair down there. I don't know, 6 or 8 inches down his back, blonde headed. He come out of there, not an eyelash in his eyelids, plucked all the eyebrows out. I said, come over here, son, come over here. I said, sit on the bed a minute. I sat down beside him. Sister Kathleen, I put my arm around him. I said, Neil, Jesus loves you. You don't have to be miserable like this. You can let him in your heart. Oh, God, he loves you, Neil. I'm telling you tonight, people are hurting. Listen, if we could read the thoughts of the minds even in the house of God, I'm not that important to the church. I'm not. I don't have any gifts. I ain't important. I'm not special. Oh, yes, you are. When you come through those doors into God's presence, you are special and you are important. Raise your hand and praise Him. Hallelujah. God, don't judge me for what I can't do. Hallelujah. It's what I do give Him. I'm able to give Him praise and He accepts it.
Amen.
Oh, God. If he loved me then, he loves me now.
Amen.
Man, I feel him. If he had a plan for me back then, he still got it tonight. Whew. If he had a purpose for me, Angie, and seen me as a child growing up, you probably didn't know you was going to be a teacher, did you? When did he realize, you really realize that you wanted to be a teacher? In high school, do you feel like you've been a light? I know you have, to the little children that's been around. Come on, you're not wicked. You ain't an angry person. There's a mellow spirit there. People's looking for something that's real. Raise your hand and love Him and praise Him. Holy, 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 holy. I got a light. Sister Ruthie, I got a little light. It's still a shining everywhere I go. Praise God. I got a praise.
Yes.
Holy Lord. You might feel like you can't sing. You may not have good health like others. You may not have great talents and gifts like others do. But the love of Jesus inside of your heart is what God's looking for. Yes. That's what makes you special. And that's the reason you're here. And you're wanted. God is not done with you. I feel that this is different. I know it is different. I know it's different, Lord. But God is not done with you. He's not finished with you. You're still right here for a purpose until He calls you home. Would you stand as she comes to the piano? Brother Charles, I might not have much, and I might not be able to do much. But what I got, I want to give it with all of my heart to God.
Amen.
Until He calls me home.
Amen.
I might not have riches, and I might not have wealth and health, Brother Ron, but I got Him in my heart. That makes me want to sing. That's what stirs my heart to praise Him. Hallelujah. It's a well that never runs dry. I'm telling you, this love, His love, will never run out. Like the song the children sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. This ain't a hard way. It's not hard to shine a light if that's all you have. And to give the world a smile. It's not hard to be happy and glad in this good salvation.
Amen.
I might have my troubles, and I might not be able to get around like I did once when I was 20. But Jesus still loves me.
Yep.
He's still in my heart.
Yep.
How many like to pray tonight and just talk to the Lord and tell Him, I thank You for who I am in You? Come on, let's pray. I thank You for who You've made me and where I am, Lord, in Your service. I'm still special. I'm glad for the life that has guided me and the hand of Your Spirit that has pulled me and drawn me. Lord, I have no regrets in You because You're real. I'm special. Come on, tell Him. Everybody, tell Him. Praise God. I'm still important. And He loves me. Hallelujah. Come on, children. Come on. Praise be to the Lord. Glory to God. I'm here tonight by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah, because it's Him. Come on. If there's any good in my life whatsoever, Brother Ron, it's because of Jesus. It's because of God. It's His love doing it. I'm going to shine. Tell Him tonight, I'm going to shine, Lord. Hallelujah.
He got up on the prayer tree. He gave His life to set me free. He shed His blood to take away my every sin. He cleansed my soul. He made me whole. Now His feathers felt in tone. And He loves me. Yes, He loves me more. Yes, He loves me more and more. That's one thing that I am sure. For He came with my soul now to stay.
Tell Him, children,
He took away.
He loved me there, and He still loves me tonight.
And He knows.
He's never forgot that night that I prayed through, and I gave Him my heart. I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but He still loves me.
Shed His blood to set me free.
Yes, Lord.
Now I'm as happy as I can be.
Lord, lift me up when I am down. I've seen more and more. I feel the love of God in this house tonight.
Oh yes, He loves me.
It's a special
more
love.
And more.
Hallelujah.
That's one thing that I am sure. For He came within my soul.
Now to stay. Sin. And I know He lives within, for He loves me, yes, He loves me more and more.
Oh, yes, He loves
me more and more.
That's one thing that I am sure.
Stay. He took away my sin.
Took away my every
and I know
sin.
That He lives within.
And I know He lives within.
For He loves me. Me. Yes, He loves me. Yes, He loves me.